talk about it, cause when I'm not around, I'm probably getting down, trying to run around the town like I'm trying to put it down. I told you I'm not a clown. If I was a clown, I bet you I'd be killer. Sicker than your illa. Cap pillar. Where the mother? I don't write down anything I'm saying, man. But you listening, you can tell, damn, he need to write down something, man. If you ain't see me in a minute, I'm probably out here counting my spinach, my spinach. If you ain't see me in a minute, I'm probably rolling broccoli, counting my spinach. If you ain't see me in a minute, I'm probably rolling broccoli, counting my spinach. I'm being healthy. Look all this lettuce on me. You can't tell me I'm not eating healthy. I dip and then I dash, and then you won't see my ass for a minute, cause I'm counting this spinach and I'm rolling that broccoli and I'm packing something strong, dude. I'm getting my vegetables. How about you?
Bring that shit.
You still eating fast food, rocking Jordans. I'm not fucking with you like that, bro, but not dissing you. You do you, I do me, and that's cool. You the type that use H&M coupons to go in the club and, you may not be the bravest, but you the dumbest monkey in the jungle fucking with me, bro, cause I'm getting mine, and I make your ass recline one time. I pack a motherfucker, I leave you stiff, bro. If you ain't see me in a minute, I'm probably rolling broccoli, just counting my spinach. My homie Draft know if he ain't hear from me in a minute, he know I'm on myself doing some fucking wild shit. Wild shit, but I'm about to get with it. And I'm gonna count the spinach with that motherfucker. So he kicked back and be like, I ain't here for peeing fucking months, but I know he getting that motherfucking spinach. And we gonna stunt. If you ain't hear from me in a minute, I'm probably rolling broccoli, just counting my spinach. If you ain't hear from me in a minute, I'm probably rolling broccoli, just counting my spinach. Look at all this lettuce. You can't tell me I'm not eating healthy. You eating fast food. Your cash cannot fuck with me. If you ain't hear from me in a minute, that mean I'm rolling my broccoli, just counting my spinach. Delicious. This what you want? Huh? This what you been waiting for, huh? Grecio. Season 8. Oh. 1 year later since I started this. I feel good. I hope you feel good. Not trying to brag, but I did 7 seasons in 1 year. I took time off. I was like, how can I thank everyone for listening to me and supporting me? And someone hit me up like, go ahead and drop another season. And I don't be lacking. So I came back for you. This season's for the people. Cause without you, there's no me. And vice versa, cause we all equal. Oh. Oh.
I've been gone. They thought my podcast was gone. I've been gone. They thought my podcast was gone. I've been gone. They thought my podcast was on. But I'm back, motherfucker. Fuck you. Fuck me with 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 fuck you. What you gonna do? I never been in a funk. I never been a slump. You the type of motherfucker, Brad, that you run for the bullets like Donald Trump. You ain't doing nothing, punk. You ain't worth me. You ain't worth the dirt on my feet. You acting like you worth money like your name Monique. You're funny to me, homie. You not fucking with me, homie. I can be funny, ha ha ha, anytime I want, doggy. And I drop this joint just for you could just listen to me. We talk about topics and you cannot stop it. And I can drop a rhyme on a time, on a dime, any line, one at a time. I'm a Zodiac fucker, fuck them each Zodiac sign one time. Oh! Let's start the show. This one hell of an intro. Let's start the show. Oh, this is one hell of an intro. One year later, it's still crazy. Nothing changed, and draft still right next to me. This is what you wanted, huh? Season 8. I'm your gracious host, Grecio. You know what to do, man. Roll up, pull up, kick back, and just enjoy this shit, man. Can't believe they thought I wasn't coming back. Let's go. All right, man. In case you don't know the format of the show, I kick knowledge through rhymes and shit. So it's not me just freestyling just to freestyle or rapping just to rap, but I am talking and telling stories through my rhymes, alright? Like, I'm about to tell you this story about I thought you was down with me, but you wasn't really with me. I thought you were down with me, but you wasn't really with me. I hate when I met a chick, when I meet a chick, already got a man, I don't understand. You introduced me to your man, now you wanna, what? Girl, I don't try to do that, and I won't call you a, what? But you acting like a what? Shoot, like, come on, Pager, say what I'm acting like, You acting like a slut, you carry around like a slut. Me and you want me to treat you like a slut. Then I don't want to treat you like a slut. But every time you move, I think you a motherfucking slut. Then when you stick your tongue in my mouth, I damn that this is a slut. Especially, you feel me, sticking in your... Tore it up, tore it up, tore it up, tore it up. I thought we had something, even though you had a man. I thought you had something. Tore it up, tore it up, tore it up, tore it up like it was nothing. I thought it was something, even if you had a man. And then I see you later tongue kissing another dude. I see you tongue kissing another dude. How the fuck you can blame me for breaking up your relationship? Shit. You tongue kissed me last week. This week, you on another motherfucker's dick. So, I think you just like to get down, and there's nothing wrong with it. You ain't gotta be exclusive, but don't act like you exclusive, bitch. You're international with that pussy, and I'm cool with that because I love to run up in that. Then I won't ever, 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 ever come back. Nah, I'm just lying. I will come back because you know it got some slow weekends. Matter of fact, I met my last chick on a motherfucking slow weekend because she wasn't feeling me, but I didn't answer the phone. But I answered my phone. She like, what you doing? I'm like, I'm not doing anything. She like, you want to come by, just hang? Yeah, I want to come by, just hang. And I carry a condom in my pocket just in case. I'm just bullshitting. I fuck chicks raw dog with a condom in my pocket. Never put a shit out, not even a little bit. Not just to show it, not even a fake. Like I'm gonna put it on, because when I get it on, I like it raw every time. Ain't no sense of me lying.
this season 8. I hope you get it right. Don't you hate that? Like, you know you fucking with somebody that fucking with somebody, and you like, oh, that, all right, let's keep this on the low. And then you like, oh, hold up. Why the fuck we gotta keep it on the low? And then you fucking a multitude of motherfuckers, and you acting like, whatever, you know what I'm saying? And I supposed to treat you like a queen? How can I treat you like a queen if you fuck every peasant in the motherfucking castle, shorty? King me! I hope you don't acid when you listen to this. Yeah. I hope you pop a pill while you listen to this. Yeah. I hope you don't acid when you listen to this. Yeah. I hope you pop a pill while you listen to this. Huh. I'm not going to be discriminatory. I'm not going to discriminate. You ain't gotta get fucked up to listen to me, mate. I like saying mate, cause when I went to London, they called me mate, and they say, bloke, you fucking cool, mate. I haven't even said what show this is. This is UBI, man. I'm taking this shit back to episode 1, season 1, man. Let's vibe out. Once again, thanks for listening to me, y'all. Y'all listen to the progress and shit. And some of y'all were like, it ain't progress that much, but thank you anyway. Poverty, I can tell ya. I grew up in a homeless shelter and got my dick sucked by this Puerto Rican chick named Delilah in a motherfucking shelter. Called help, went right next to the ass home. Did I say much? Well, fuck it. Ain't nothing to do, cause I ain't had no money, I ain't had no home, I ain't have a daddy. Might as well get my dick sucked, right, homie? What you would do if you was me? Growing up in this society, I can't blame a white man for what my predicament in. I can't blame the motherfucking system for predicament. I gotta blame my mother for fucking a crackhead, man. I cry a little bit every episode. I cry a little bit in every episode. I
I cry a little bit in every episode. I cry a little bit in every episode. I cry a little bit in every episode. What would you do if you was me? 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 What would you do? What would you do? What would you do if you was me? If you was me. If you was me. If you was me. What would you do if you was me? I can't blame the white man, I can't blame society, I gotta blame my mother for fucking a crackhead and making it, oh, I can't blame the white man, I can't blame society, I gotta blame my mother for fucking a crackhead and fucking, what would you do with me, what would you do with me, what would you do if you was me? What would you do if you was me? What would you do if you was me?
Yo, I want everybody to just know you could do everything, everything you want to do if you put your mind to it. I know it sounds so cliche, but you could do anything you put your fucking mind to, man. I never thought I'd be able to talk. I never thought I'd be able to walk. I never thought I'd be happy again. Now I'm happy again. Even though I be bitching, I am happy again. Even though I be bitching, I be happy again. Used to be homeless, didn't brush my teeth in 2 years, and I didn't wash in a year and a half. Now look at my ass, I'm kinda fly if you ask me. And you ain't gotta take my word, but you can ask people about me. They be like, damn, P so cool, but damn, I wasn't like that in school, cause it's hard to be homeless and still try to learn and get an education, because people laughing at you, laughing at you. Everybody talk about what you gonna do after school, shit. You gonna play football, that cool, I'm gonna fuck around and look for some food. You scared to get free lunch, shit. I'm not scared to get free lunch. Matter of fact, give me another motherfucking lunch ticket. I eat half here, and then I eat half with my mother. I give her some of that motherfucking food lunch, and that's how we motherfucking live. Now, I had no reason to cry. I had no reason to frown, because now I get down. Look, all this love I found. I love people that I get cool with. And the people that I'm not cool with would fuck you, cause you ain't know what I've been through, and vice versa. I don't know what you've been through, but don't play me like a fool, cause I hit your ass with a two. Blah! Yeah. You don't know what I've been through, and vice versa. I don't know what you've been through, so be cool, cause I shoot your ass with the tool. I was looking at the news, and this dude got arrested for buying this homeless guy food. And it's fucked up. This government don't want us to feed us. What I mean, they don't want each other to feed each other. How can it be illegal? How can I get arrested for feeding a fellow human food that didn't even ask me to buy them food? Weird, right? I mean, we throw away so much fucking food every day. We got fucking shows dedicate a eating a hamburger the size of a motherfucking 4x4 truck. And yet people are still starving. I mean, alright. You got chickens walking around with 6 packs and motherfucking human legs because they genetically modified. Feed them the steroid birds. That's humane. That's, fuck it, man.
People are scared of each other. I think
people are scared of each other. But why? Because they taught to be scared of each other. They taught to be hateful toward each other. I'm not blaming you if you don't like me for my skin color, because you were taught that, my brother. You still my brother, pale brother. Can't be in the sun that long, brother. I'm just joking, brother.
We need to realize that we are all brothers and sisters. You know, we all breathe the same air. We all, if you cut us, do we not bleed, motherfucker? So let's respect each other. But it's easy for us to distinct each other from each other. You know, like, I ain't gonna lie, where I came from, I never experienced racism. Not direct racism, at least. I didn't experience racism until I moved to New York. Weird, right? Where it should have melted pot. But then I realized, oh, I was segregated. That's why I didn't experience racism. I was segregated. So it was crazy. But do I hate white people? No. Do I hate Spanish people? No. Do I hate Asian people? No. Do I hate, you know what I mean? I don't even hate people that hate me. That's your point of view, and that's good for you. Just don't touch me, because like I said before, blah. But other than that, each his own, man. We still have time on this earth to love each other, which is weird. I think now, which what going on, and I'm coming from a black perspective, so I guess you could say that is bias, but I'm just coming from my perspective. I ain't gonna lie to you, this is an open podcast, and I could be wrong on my podcast, which many people call my ass out in the face about my podcast. I look at the average 7 to 8 year old black child, right? And you gotta think, their whole life, they only known really of a black president. Ain't that kind of cool?
And now the developing of hip hop and rap, like being like one of the main genres of music, they know that. And now after the Black Panther movie, it's like, it's kind of cool. So the child can have certain confidence, and the child's black pride ain't dissing Caucasian people or any other race or ethnicity. They just proud to be black without even thinking about, oh, I'm prideful, so you should keep your head down. Ain't that beautiful? Right? It's fucking beautiful. Because, alright, there's anomalies to every situation. There's some people, since it's Black Panther season, and some people was like, oh, it's our movie. Black Panther is our movie. It's our culture. And as a black person, I don't want to break it to them that the Black Panther is created by white people. It's a comic by white people. Wakanda doesn't exist. There's no such thing as Wakanda. And white people, there's no such thing as a school called Hogwarts. Nah, just playing. It's a fictional place in the continent of Africa, right? And it wasn't meant to be no race thing, and I don't think it's a culture thing, but I do get that it is finally, because I think the little kids that go see Black Panther, they don't think about racial things. They just so happy to see someone like their fucking uncle on TV, or they father on TV, or they brother, or they aunt on TV. You know? And now they can feel like comfortable being cosplay. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be from Wakanda and cosplay. And the beautiful thing about cosplay, which I can't wait to see, cosplay is so about your expression of their character. I can't wait to see an Asian Black Panther, a Caucasian Black Panther, shit, a Latino Black Panther and cosplay. Won't that be cool? In like an Asian group of Wakandas, and that is not race appropriation either. That just people represented. And people that listen to my podcast know how I feel about racial appropriation. Because unless you down with Selassie Lai and you a real Rastafarian, as a black person, you shouldn't have fucking dreads either. I'm just throwing that out there. If we want to get really an appropriation type thing. You can't get mad at another group that's not black or from the West Indies that just happened not to do anything to their hair and it not up. That's called natural selection to your fucking beat ass assume motherfuckers, I guess. I do miss you guys, man. I miss doing this. I like doing this. And season 8 wasn't going to start until probably June or July. Actually, I was thinking about season 8. Not, and some people listen like, you should have stopped at season 1, motherfucker. And I got, fuck you too. And I'm like, I just, cause last season was draft heavy, which I love, man. I feel last season, like I was telling Bowers, I really like say season 7. It was, cause it wasn't just me and shit. You had two perspectives and shit. I want more perspectives, but whatever. So I wasn't gonna do nothing till June or July. I even thought about leaving it because I didn't promise shit on season 7. I'm just gonna leave it as that. But then you know, when you really love something, you can't run away from it. Like, it's some people that dance and they got that tap when they inspire, or some rap, or what, a sing, do comedy, you get inspired because it's in you. And I don't want you to ever lose whatever passion you have. You can always lose the anger, but please don't lose your passion for anything. You did. So I was like, damn, I might just do it July, June, whatever. Or take a whole year off. It's something like, that sounds stupid, but I, you know, bypassed that. And then I got a message yesterday telling me that it's the 1 year mark. I don't know, you want to call it inaugural? If this the inaugural show? Or the annual, but it's just 1 year later. Fuck it. That's easy for everyone. It was like, hey, you done it. Where I got a message saying you did it in 1 day. I mean, 1 year. Imagine how arrogant you gotta be if you pat yourself on the back for doing something for 1 day. Jeez. And I sent out a message thanking everyone for listening and, you know, supporting, whether you like it or not. A lot of people listen and be like, it's not their thing. You know what I mean? And I get it. You know? Not saying I want a niche market. I want everyone to like it, but if you don't like it, you don't like it. So, like, fuck it. I sent the thanks out, right? And everything. And I was like, how can I really thank? I was like, let me just keep doing it. You know what I mean? We did 7 seasons in 1 year. So if I could do something like that, you could do anything you motherfucking put your mind to. This would be a perfect time to, you know, go on a break, refill your drinks, hit the bathroom, because I'm gonna let this shit, like I said before, I'm taking back to season 1, episode 1. Let this shit breathe right quick. I'm back. I hope you got your, what you call it, everything's ready to go. You ready to go? Cause I'm ready to go. She ready to go. They ready to go. We ready to go. He ready to go. They ready to go. We about 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 to go. I'm not a religious man, but I'm a spiritual man. What that means? Well, I can't go to church because the first shit to bring niggas over here was Jesus. Oh God. I go hard. You could pray to a shoe, that could be your God. I don't give a fuck. 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 Give a fuck. Everybody, it's Friday. And I know this is the first show of the season. But this is just to be loose, man. Let's go. I'd like to give a shout out. Oh shit, he really doing season one, episode one. Over. Yeah, I'd like to give a shout out to Rachel Peachel Clayton for downloading shit and promoting my shit. She ain't say nothing about the podcast, so she might not be feeling it. At least she did promote it. And you gotta appreciate someone for that. Shout out to Becky, that goes out saying. Shout out to Dave, that goes out saying. Oh! Shout out to Keith, sister. Keith, you know your damn last name. Ain't no sense of me saying it. Shout out to everyone that listened to my shit or gave my shit a chance, man. Like I said, you think this shit is all out the place. This is Friday. Man, fuck out of here. I just want y'all to have a good motherfucking time, man. Take it back to season one. Why not? It's eight. This season eight. This is a solid fucking number. Like an eight ball of coke. What? Who said that? Shut up. Mind your business. Hey. So, P-Rock, you going back to season one? Today's topic are non-exclusive relationships better than exclusive relationships? Oh! Let me repeat that motherfucker again. Are non-exclusive relationships better than non-exclusive relationships? Ask yourself that.
It's all.
I know you don't supposed to live in the past, because a person that live in the past can't see their future, so they should be up with the present. But we taking it back to season one, because I'm damn cocky. Now, are non-exclusive relationships better than exclusive relationships? Ask yourself that. You ask yourself, you're thinking about it. Those people that are in a committed relationship, you could, and if you with that significant other, you think about this motherfucking shit in your head, right? Cause you'll be all right. We don't want to start any drama here. This that make you want to walk in a motherfucking Jamba Juice and just open up a 40 ounce and drink it in their face and be like, fuck your fruits. Wait, that didn't come out right. I actually talking about their ingredients. Because we don't do any bashing over here, as you'll be all right. You want to bash over here, you get your motherfucking head bust open. Because we don't play that shit over here. Only weak motherfuckers. You notice weak people, weak and cowardly people had the most hardest shit to say. Not to go back on Trump, but that motherfucker had the nerve to say he would have ran in a motherfucking line of fire even without a gun. Meanwhile, he dodged the draft because his foot hurt. Aww. A president tootsies hurt, so he can't serve the war. All jokes aside, I told my parents, because they military base, I can't join the war because I got flat feet. Oh, and if you see both of my feet, the arches look better than McDonald's, baby. But the military won't know that. So now, this is not going to make or break any relationships. Have you thought about it yet? those people that in a non-inclusive relationship, do you think it better than your inclusive? I mean, exclusive? Did I say inclusive? Yeah, P. All right, P got an alcoholic problem, and I drink early in the morning. So, I'm an example on what not to do in life. Okay. Hey, it's breakfast. Cause I put orange juice in the vodka. Yeah. Me, I teeter the fence on this. I think if you find that right person, obviously. Yeah, you want to be in an exclusive relationship with them. But if you just like someone on some animal instinct type shit and they're cool and you kind of like them, I think you should be non-exclusive with them. That way, y'all both can like, it's like being in a buffet, right? And you paying for relationship, right? All right, you pay for the relationship with your time, heart, and caring, but you want to test things out. That's why you in this buffetal, that's right, big word that I just made up, buffetal relationship, because you want to test everything out. Now, if you want to get exclusive, you're not going to go in this buffetal relationship. You're going to go into a nice relationship, and you're going to pay your heart, your time, and you're going to really invest in this relationship meal. So that's why I think it depends on where you at. Also, how long can you be non-exclusive in a relationship until it get real? Ooh. Once again, how long can you be in a non-exclusive relationship till it gets real? I say you can't be in a non-exclusive relationship for years. That's personally me. But you could be, I say up to a year personally, you could be in a non-exclusive relationship. That means y'all together, whatever. You don't owe anyone an explanation if something happened. And you all good. After a year, if you in a non-exclusive relationship, y'all just homies with premium benefits. So if you don't want to be friends with premium benefits, which sound luscious to be honest, you need to set some boundaries after a while. Now, if you non-exclusive and y'all not fucking each other, I'm not saying rush it. You can still take a year to get to know each other, you know? Now, that's the benefits. The benefits of being non-exclusive, you get to fuck with each other and there's no that primitive anger. Like, oh, you fuck them. Like, your grown ass don't know how dick and pussy works in a room. Or dick and pussy works in a room. Let me be non-gender specific, sorry. You don't know how bodies want each other in a room. Get the fuck out of here, you know. When it's on, it's on. Urgh. Me, I think when you, it's certain, it takes a certain person, it takes a certain two persons to be exclusive anyway. Because let's say, excuse me, sorry guys. Let's say you met this person on a whim, and you know them, you know of them, y'all just decide to kick it. It is a curve in that relationship process that they each other could be fucking with someone else, or just get that fuck on because they don't know where this is going. So when you become exclusive, that's what I'm saying. It should, you know, take time to become exclusive, or take time before you let everyone know you're together. Most relationships, even if y'all break up, y'all could be cool. It just letting people know that y'all broke up that make it feel awkward, because you done introduce him to your homies, you done introduce her to her homies, whatever. Everyone been introduced, and then if y'all decide to even be peaceful and break up, like, hey, I think this is not working out. I think this worked out. You could be amicable with a breakup. It's just the friends be like, hey, what happened? Oh, you in? And then, you know, that's where the awkwardness comes from. But if you establish the foundation, even when the house falls, you can still rebuild up on the foundation. You feel me? You know? Well, yeah. Also, including me, don't let anyone define what relationship you have. It's some people out here. First of all, if we follow every one of us around for a day, we all gonna think every one of us are fucking weirdos. The point of having a relationship with another person is tailoring that relationship to fit you guys. You ain't gotta fit this fucking social norm. you find someone that you can connect with, and hopefully they can connect with you, and y'all build something together. Fuck what I say, fuck what everybody say. I know you like, damn, but you brought up the topic, non-exclusive versus exclusive. Yes, I did bring that topic. But at the end of the day, fuck what anybody say. Maybe you great at an exclusive. Maybe you great at an inclusive. Why I keep on saying inclusive? I guess I just want everybody to be fucking all of a sudden, because I keep saying inclusive. Or maybe I want to fuck vicariously through you guys' lives. I don't know. But maybe you're non-exclusive or exclusive. It doesn't matter. The point is, find someone that connects with you. And you hold on to that motherfucker with dear life. That way, if one of y'all fuck up or both of y'all fuck up, which will happen, everyone fucks ups are not like everyone else's fucks ups. So, that way when y'all fuck up, y'all can get together and get back on track. Every relationship have a rocky road, have a bumpy road. There's no such thing. If your relationship, if you've been with somebody for 5 years and there never been a hiccup in your relationship, that motherfucker is fucking you over and you just don't even know it. Don't get mad because you don't even know it. Applaud that motherfucker for keeping their motherfucking skeletons in the closet, right next to the blazer, right next to the dress, right next to the panties, right next to the boxer briefs. Cause they're a clean, smooth motherfucker getting over on your stupid ass. Some people don't believe a relationship is real until you are here. I used to mess with girls, that's all they think I love them until I argue with them. So I used to pick fights for like, bitch, why your eyebrows look like Count Dracula? And she's like, oh, what did you say? I'm like, come on, girl, you know I love you. He loved me because he dissed my motherfucking eyebrows. Hey. That was a white girl, by the way. That's fucked up, but it's a stereotypical thing in your brain that thought immediately it was a black girl. Knowing damn well it could be Spanish at any given Sunday. Dodger player. I'm a black guy named Pedro Lee, and I'm mixed with motherfucking vodka and orange juice. I get a pass. This has been You'll Be A'ight, motherfucking season 8, episode 1, 1 year later. If you're new to the program, this is how it goes. And if you're old to the program, everyone knows. The first episode of every motherfucking season is motherfucking experimental, so I can know what I can bring to you for the motherfucking season. And if you don't know, now you know. Thanks for listening to Pedro Grecio. Let it breathe.